Here is my very final word on why a hot dog is not a sandwich. And after this, we shall not speak of it again, nor need you send me things about it. Rest assured, all of your questions, your counter-arguments, and your concerns shall be addressed. Bailiff Jesse Thorne, you may want to go and get some booze from the Mongolian hot pot place, because this is going to be a minute. Okay, look, about hot dogs, I get it. I understand why you are upset. It looks like meat inside of bread. I mean, it is meat inside of bread. It resembles a sandwich in so many ways, it seems profoundly counterintuitive to say that a hot dog is not a sandwich. So counterintuitive that it is obviously disruptive and infuriating to a lot of you, and I'm sorry. And look, again, you have some heroes on your side. Stephen Colbert is out there every week, pretty much, stumping for the hot dog being a sandwich. And he is very smart. He's a national treasure, and I want to be on his show again. So I take my career in my hands when I say that it is not a sandwich. And Stephen also put this question to no less than Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, another national treasure, and she concluded that a hot dog is a sandwich too, albeit somewhat reluctantly. I think she was put on the spot. I mean, they're both my heroes, though I would argue that distracting Ruth Bader Ginsburg in any way from her primary mission right now, which is to be alive, that is an act of treason. Sorry, Stephen. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, as I mentioned before, my personal standby, and even our old friend of the podcast, Emily Brewster, from that same dictionary, maintain that a hot dog is a sandwich. And I would like to think that they are doing this specifically and only to troll me, John Hodgman, as that would mean I am the center of the universe. But one thing that I have learned from doing this podcast is that if every white man thinks he is the center of the universe, it might mean that none of us is. And I honestly have no doubt that Emily and Merriam-Webster, which I call Mare Webb, they truly believe what they are saying. They believe their conclusions. So yes, you could argue that the dictionary definition of a sandwich includes a hot dog, but then you would be the kind of person who starts an argument with the dictionary definition of a sandwich, blah, 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 and you don't want to be that person. Dictionaries offer terrible evidence for any argument that you want to propose. And yet, for all of the support that you might feel you have in your mistaken belief, you're still wrong. A hot dog is not a sandwich. But meat and bread. Yeah, I get it. It really does look a lot like a sandwich. But just because a thing resembles a thing, or even shares similar cultural or literal genetic DNA, that does not make the two things the same thing. You wouldn't say it about identical twins. You wouldn't say it about monkeys and apes. And you don't need to say it about sandwiches, which are a kind of convenient hand food involving meat and bread, or hot dogs, which are a different kind of that. But meat and bread. Yeah, I get it. Sometimes the correct answer is more than what you see with your eyes. What I'm saying may seem counterintuitive, but in fact, my journey to the ruling that a hot dog is not a sandwich began intuitively. When the question was first put to me in the pages of the New York Times Magazine, I did not know at the time that that question had been roiling around in sports Twitter and on ESPN for years. I didn't know about that for obvious reasons. It was all new to me, but I understood in that moment, intuitively, no, a hot dog is not a sandwich. And you know it too. The stronger you defend the sandwichness of a hot dog, I think the more clearly you feel in your heart there's something wrong here. It just feels different. The reason we have this conversation is because it's hard to call it a sandwich. And that is why, as is often brought up in this debate, if you were told that sandwiches were being served at a party and you went to that party and the host opened the door and showed you a silver platter of hot dogs, you would hate that person. You would think that that person is some weird dude who made up a whole new system just to be contrarian and is using you to make a dumb show-offy point, and you'd be right. Intuitively, we know there's something different about a hot dog, and that's why the question is so compelling. But rather than just get into a fight on the internet about it, I decided to try to figure out what is it that is different, if there is anything. I decided to apply the basics of deductive logic that I learned in seventh grade and have never thought of again and barely remember, I mean, by no means am I a logician. But I did do some quick Wikipedia research on Karl Popper's concept of falsifiability, and I appreciated that to get this right, I must conclude a priori that a hot dog is a sandwich, unless I could find some disqualifying condition, some quality that hot dogs have that sandwiches in all of their many varied forms do not share at all. And it took me a while to find the distinction. Obviously, it's meat and bread. We got it. Obviously, temperature is not the difference because there are plenty of hot sandwiches. Does the fact that the bread is a hinged roll make a difference? Not really. I'm not going to risk the wrath of Philadelphia by saying a hoagie isn't a sandwich, and it's the same. Does it matter that the hot dog is nestled in the bun rather than sandwiched between two pieces of bread? No, because there are definitely open-faced sandwiches. They're weird, and they pretty much defeat the purpose of sandwiches, but nonetheless, we call them sandwiches. And by the way, anyone who steps to me with the argument that sandwiches are sandwiches because things are sandwiched in them can immediately step away from me in shame. Sandwiched, the adjective, follows the sandwich. It is derived from the sandwich. That's where we got the adjective from. You're using the premise to prove itself, which is the true meaning of begging the question. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. Don't write me letters. Then finally, I struck upon it. It is a small, almost meaningless, and not particularly exciting distinction. But nonetheless, after a lot of hypothetical stress testing, I determined the distinction to be true. A hot dog is not a sandwich because you would never cut it in half. Cut in half ability. Genial share ability. Eat some now and save some for later ability. Divide and serve with a cup of soup ability. Are all intrinsic to sandwiches. Even subs, heroes, hoagies, grinders, wedges. Sure, you can physically cut a hot dog in half, and maybe you would do so under the tyranny of a child. But one would never routinely cut a hot dog in half in a public setting without expecting and deserving some looks. To me, this satisfied that a hot dog is, literally and figuratively, a singular thing unto itself, indivisible, unique. It's part of why a hot dog is a hot dog, even when there is no bun at all. And it's also why a hamburger is not a sandwich, by the way. It's a hamburger. The top of a whole separate genre of ground meat and ground other stuff burgers that it created that you also do not cut in half. Do not at me. Now, you may question my logic. You may say that I've applied Karl Popper's concept of falsifiability incorrectly, and I bet you're right. I bet I don't understand it correctly. But don't write me letters, because I'm still right. I'm still right because tacos are not hot dogs, and they are not sandwiches either. They come down from a different culinary, cultural, and historical tradition, just like sandwiches do. Sandwiches have a history. They were invented, of course, by the Earl of Sandwich, who called for, guess what, meat between two slices of bread, so that he could eat with one hand while gambling and not get his cards all greasy. And this all happened in 17 blah, 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 who cares? I'm not looking it up, because it's probably all apocryphal anyway. But what we do know, and the point, is that the sandwich came to the United States in the 18th century from England, just like the Founding Fathers, and the sandwich also owned slaves and hated taxes. That last part isn't true. The hot dog did not make it here to the United States until the turn of the 19th into the 20th century. And of course, it did not come from England. It came from Germany. Frankfurt, specifically. Get it? The Frankfurter was made from pork or beef or a combination. The Wiener was made from pork and beef and was longer and skinnier, and it came from Vienna. They were sold by German immigrants in the expanding cities of the booming Midwest. They were not parlor food. They were not aristocratic gambling food. They were not tea sandwiches. They were street food in the burgeoning American city that was full of new ethnic immigrants to this country. And they didn't even have buns until the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, maybe, also apocryphal. But before that, you ate them with special white gloves, which also feels apocryphal, but it's definitely the way I'm going to eat hot dogs from now on. Oh, wait, Sean from Australia, the gloves kept your fingers from getting greasy. Is a hot dog plus gloves a sandwich? No. Now, Donald Trump and a bunch of other creeps tell a story that white Europeans are the same. They're all the same group of people aligned against all of the other people they dislike. But in fact, at this time in history, his people, the Drumpfs or whatever, the German-American ancestors of Donald Trump, they were the untrustworthy subhuman other in this country. And along with all of the other ethnic immigrants, right, who are not from England or Ireland or Scotland. And even the Irish and Scot white people were considered to be lesser. And especially leading up to and into the First World War, German Americans anglicized their names to avoid discrimination. Their neighborhoods were routinely subject to anti-German raids and riots from nativist hordes. Sandwich people and hot dog people were not the same people. Every early menu that you have sent me over the years that lists hot dog sandwiches or hamburger, quote, sandwiches, you send that to me as though that's establishing historical precedent. But I am convinced, and I'm convinced I'm right, that those restaurants in early America added sandwich after hot dog or hamburgers to make them seem like sandwiches, to make them more familiar to their clientele, because at that time, hot dogs and hamburgers were exotic, they were suspect, they were foreign food, if you can believe it. To erase this fact is to perpetuate a myth of historic, unified, virtuous whiteness that is being used as a cudgel today against more recent immigrants and people of color. Now, I'm not saying that calling a hot dog a sandwich is racist, but it erases important and interesting distinctions, complexities, histories. It's like calling a burrito a wrap, and you're doing it in service of what? So two dudes in a dorm or a chat room can show each other how clever they are? Is it worth it? Every culture has a tradition of putting meat or filling in bread or, you know, cornmeal or some other starch. There are lots of ways using sophistry to prove that the hot dog is a taco, is a burrito, is a pizza, is a dumpling, is a pupusa, is an arepa, is a kreplach, is a handful of wat stew in injera bread, is a samosa, is a sandwich. And of course, there are charts that go along with it that are constantly being sent to me and Jesse on Twitter. I love you all. But follow that path and you find your way at Laura's dump party. That path leads to injustice. If a hot dog is a sandwich, then all is sandwich, and that's not fair. We are all human. We all eat meat or filling in bread. It is wonderful to celebrate that universality. And we may, in fact, want to spend a little more time at recognizing each other's humanity in real ways, rather than fighting on the internet about hot dogs and sandwiches, a thing that does not matter to anyone, and certainly does not matter to the many, many people who do not know where their next hot dog or sandwich is coming from. It is a luxury argument that does not matter. And because it doesn't matter, go ahead, do it. Call a hot dog a sandwich if you want to. I can't stop you, and doesn't matter ultimately. But I won't stop saying that a hot dog is not a sandwich, because this small little bit does matter. It is okay for things to be different things. It is okay for language to evolve. It is okay to accept changes in language, in custom, and in culture, and not resist them. It is okay to acknowledge something is different and to appreciate it without giving it a name that we like better or forcing it into a category that makes us more comfortable. You are you. You are not me. A hot dog is a hot dog. It is not a sandwich. We are all in this together, but we're all in it separately too. It can be both. I don't say a hot dog is not a sandwich only because it's true, but because everything is better that way. I shall never speak of this again.